Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Welcome back. This is Pastor Steve Akers, Word and Power Ministries. This is Changing the World broadcast. We are so glad you've tuned in. We're glad that you have joined us. I hope you're excited about hearing the Word and hearing the teaching that we've been sharing. It's a very important teaching. It's something we, each of us as Christians, should know, and each of us that don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. Today is a day. Scripture says today is the day of salvation. So today you can choose. Today you can choose to give your life to Jesus. You can choose to let him bless you. Let him save you. Let him cleanse you. Let him forgive you of your sins and give you the gift of eternal life, that you will spend eternity in heaven with him. That's what it's all about, is making sure that you have an opportunity to choose Jesus. You can choose not to. That's the power that God gave you. But if you do not choose Jesus, what a loss in your life, because he is so awesome. He is an awesome God, and how he takes care of us and blesses us and protects us and keeps us, it's just amazing once you decide to choose Jesus. So if you haven't done that, if you haven't made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, I challenge you right now. Do it today. Do it right now. In fact, let's pray right now. Let's give you an opportunity. You know, as you're listening to this broadcast, you need this opportunity. So pray this prayer after me. If you really mean it and you mean it in your heart, you want to do this, then pray with me right now, and God will save you, and he will bring you. You will be part of the family of God once you pray. Pray this prayer after me right now. Say, dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for the opportunity that you've given me, that you are calling me right now to make a choice, to believe that you are Jesus, the Son of the living God, that you died, that you were buried, and in 3 days you rose from the dead and now sit at the right hand of the Father. And Lord, I ask you now to come into my heart. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. I turn my life over to you. I renounce the devil. I give you my life. I ask you to show me what you want me to do. Do with my life as you please, and bring glory and honor to yourself. I thank you for saving me, and I thank you today for this opportunity. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, if you prayed that prayer, you're part of the family of God. You are saved, born again. You are now a believer in Jesus Christ. Find you a Bible, find you a good church, and get in it. Now, when I say a good church, I mean a church that preaches the Word of God. Not compromise, not odd stuff, but preaches the Word of God. And grow in Jesus, and welcome to the family of God. Thank you for the privilege, for us giving us the privilege to be able to pray with you. What an awesome time. Well, let's get back into our lesson now, and I pray that you've been enjoying that. Been talking about who you are in Christ. And understanding that who you are in Christ, you have to also understand who Christ is in you. And so we understand what Jesus did for us. We understand what he has given to us, and how that changed our life. And so we've been talking about different things, and we've come through being unique and being called and being a new man, being saved, being a new creation. And we began to talk last week about our identity, and then also how people identify us with knowing some things about us. Because when you belong to God, you have an identity, and people can identify you with that identity. And it's not a play on words. It's just being to where people look at you and they say, okay, I know he's a Christian. I can tell by his character, by his nature. I can tell how he takes care of himself, how he handles tragedies or situations or troubles. There's something about him. I can identify him because of who he is and because of who he knows. See, that's what this is all about. It's knowing and letting the character and the power and the love of Jesus flow through you so others can see it. So the next point I want to talk about in this process is that when you get saved and when you get born again and you begin to find out who you are in Christ, you find a security that you didn't have before. And so the next point is to be secure in Jesus, in knowing who you are in Jesus. You find this security because, you see, God says, I am the same. I never change. I'm always the same. Jesus said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. He said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so when we get a hold of that, we understand that there's security, there's comfort. There's it's like you build a house on a solid foundation. You know it's not going to fall down because it has a good, solid foundation under it. And it's the same way when we know what Jesus has done for us and what he has given to us, we can be secure. So that means when we're secure, we're free from anxiety, we're free from fear, free from the cares of having to worry about things. See, when you're worrying about stuff, you become insecure, apprehensive, you get hesitant and timid, uncertain, you get unstable, you can be indecisive, you can't make decisions, but you will be free in Jesus from having someone or something trying to mold you into something other than what God made you. And so you have this security. And it's so such a powerful force because in it there's hope, there's comfort because we're secure. We know God is God and he is in his heaven and he is not going to change. And if he made a promise to me, he will keep that promise. His word is true. See, that's the security comes in that. What a powerful place. And then in the middle of that security, we take the next point that comes up here, we become stable. Instead of being, you know, up one day, down the next, and troubled this way, and confused this day, and knowing what we're doing today, but don't know what we're doing tomorrow. See, that's not stability. And so when we become stable, it simply means that we are not easily moved. We are firm, steady, reliable, dependable, steadfast, and a lot of adjective words that describe being in a place where, you know, I know who I am in Jesus, and I'm not moving. Trouble comes, it doesn't affect who I am. Now, it doesn't mean you're not going to have trouble. Doesn't mean you're not going to have challenges to face. We all have challenges we face. But what it means is that me, individually, as a believer in Jesus, with Jesus living with inside you, that means that my environment, everything around me, doesn't change who I am in Jesus, and it doesn't change who Jesus is in me. And that's critical. We have to understand that. We have to get a hold of it because that's what the Bible teaches. That's what Scriptures tells us. See, when you became a new man, you became a new creation, you got saved, you got born again, everything that Jesus paid for on that cross became yours because you received it by faith, and Jesus gave it to you as a free gift by his grace and his mercy and his love. So when we can understand that, wow. See, James 1:8 says it this way. When you go to God and you ask God for something, but you really don't believe he'll give you, that's unstableness, that's insecurity. Because it says in James 1:8, a double-minded man is unstable in all his way. We can't be double-minded. If God said it, then that settles it. Because God can't lie. So when we understand that, we know that we'll always get the truth from God. And in John 8:31 and 32, it talks about that when we know the truth, not a truth, but the truth, when we know the truth, and Jesus is the truth, he said the truth will set you free. You free from what? Free from all the anxiety, the worry, the unstableness, the up one day, down. We get free from that because we can walk in a place of knowing who we are in Jesus and knowing who Jesus is in us. And that's so important. Lots of people don't understand that. And they walk in defeat rather than walking in the victory that Jesus paid for you to have. See, he paid the price. He died on that cross. He went through terrible, horrible stuff so that you and I can have what he paid for, which is freedom, which is redemption. We've been redeemed from all that junk. We've been redeemed from worry, redeemed from fretting, redeemed from fear. We've been redeemed from sickness and disease. We've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. But if you don't know that, you can't walk in it. You can't live it every day. Scripture says in Romans, it says that the just shall live by faith. And so we have a faith in Jesus. We trust in what he did on that cross. But if we don't know that, How would we be able to walk in that? How would we be able to walk in the truth of what Jesus did? Oh, that's an awesome thing. That just gets me fired up. I mean, it's so exciting to learn about Jesus and allow what he did for us to just become so big in our lives that Jesus can flow through us anytime he wants to. He can speak to us, talk to us, help us, just bless us. Everything that he did. See, God wants to bless you more than you want to be blessed. Now, that sounds a little strange, but it's true. God wants you blessed. But sometimes we don't know that. And so, therefore, we don't approach God as to receive what he's done for us. He's already done it. Jesus did everything on the cross. It's complete. What did he say? He says, it is finished. He's hanging on the cross, and he was talking to John and his mother. He said, it is finished. I've done the work. I've completed what I came to do. So everything he did is already done. There's nothing more to do. There's nothing more that he can do. It is complete. We need now to learn how to receive what he's done. And part of that receiving is what I'm teaching right now, is so you will know what it is that you can receive. Receive it by faith. Receiving it that because it's mine, because Jesus gave it to me. That's the key. We receive it by faith, trusting God that he said it's ours. And he said, this is who you are now in me. And this is who I am in you. I will flow through you. I will work through you. I will gift you so you can do what I ask you to do. That's just, wow, powerful, powerful. So when you get stable, you're secure and you're stable, you become confident. You become bold. You become full of confidence. And in fact, see, the confidence is not in yourself. No, that's not what this is about. The confidence is in Christ in you. That's the important part. So in Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, we find this verse. It says, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. Then Ephesians 3:12 says, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. See, our faith came from God to begin with. Romans said that to every man is given a measure of faith. So our faith came from God. So we become stable and we get confident. And we're secure. And we have this boldness because we know God is true and what God said is true, and he gave these promises to me, then I can be bold and I can be confident in what God has done in me, and I can share it with others, and I'm not, you know, kind of wishy-washy in my sharing, because I know because I believe. I know because I've received. And that's a powerful place. And we begin to understand, wow, we serve an awesome God. We serve a living God who lives in us and lives through us. And that's the thing that we need to get a hold of and understand, that God wants to live in us big, but he wants to live through us big. I mean, just for God to choose us is wonderful. Well, listen, we've run out of time, so we'll pick it back up right there next week. Don't you dare miss it. Okay, but I want to hear from you. I want to pray for you. I want to know you're enjoying the broadcast. Please write us at Word and Power Ministries, P.O. Box 521870, Longwood, Florida, 32752-1870, USA. Email us at info@wordandpower.us. On the World Wide Web, it's www.wordandpower.us. Don't miss next week. This is an exciting teaching, and we want you to know that we love you, God loves you. We are changing the world one life at a time. We pray you're next.